AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama delivered a nationally broadcast speech from the Oval Office Sunday night, meant to reassure Americans that the U.S. is dealing with the threat of terrorism.
The threat from terrorism is real, but we will overcome it. We will destroy ISIL and any other organization that tries to harm us.
The president says the couple who carried out last week's deadly attack in San Bernardino, California, had gone down the dark path of radicalization. But he doesn't want the fight against terrorism to become a fight against the U.S. and Islam.
If we're to succeed in defeating terrorism, we must enlist Muslim communities as some of our strongest allies, rather than push them away through suspicion and hate.
Donna Roberto, who was visiting the memorial that's grown at the site of the San Bernardino shootings, says she doesn't think the answer to terrorism comes in limiting access to guns.
It's about being more vigilant. People need to pay attention. They need to say something if they see something. And we all have to pay attention to what's going on in the world. And we can't look the other way and pretend like it's not happening.
Thousands of employees of San Bernardino County are preparing to return to work Monday, 5 days after a county restaurant inspector and his wife opened fire on a gathering of his co-workers, killing 14. The reopening of those offices signals an effort to return to normal for a community that's been in shock and mourning since Wednesday. The Justice Department is expected to launch a wide-ranging investigation into the patterns and practices of the Chicago Police Department. Here's the AP correspondent Eric Tucker.
It looks for pervasive and sweeping and systemic problems, often in traffic stop, use of force policies, race-based policing, to look for major problems and then propose or mandate sweeping changes.
There have been protests over a video showing a white police officer shooting a black teen 16 times. This is AP Radio News. There's no stopping the Hunger Games at the box office.
We all have one enemy. He corrupts everyone and everything.
Hunger Games finale stays number one for the third straight weekend. Jennifer Lawrence-led film has now topped $500 million in worldwide ticket sales.
It's Christmas. Nothing bad's gonna happen on Christmas.
The holiday horror comedy Krampus opens in second. Creed and the Good Dinosaur place third and fourth this weekend. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Kennedy Center honors were awarded last night to those who've made a lasting imprint on entertainment in America. Singer Carole King says being honored makes her reflect on her music.
I'm just amazed that I just lived my whole life and did what I did, and it was turned out to be important to a lot of people, and so I'm very grateful to have this award.
Among the others awarded, Cecily Tyson and Rita Moreno. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.